Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to another episode of the Millionaire Babe Podcast. I'm so excited to bring to you today's podcast episode because this was inspired by my amazing private Facebook community, which is free. So if you are not linked up inside our private Facebook community, you can DM me at the Millionaire Babe _ Facebook community, and I'll be happy to send you and get you access in our community. But the women in my community have just really inspired me to talk more openly about getting unstuck in your business. First of all, can we just make stuck a different word? I absolutely hate the word stuck. It's just, I don't know why. It just drives me crazy. It's a horrible word. So today is the day where you get to literally get it out of your vocabulary because you are no longer going to be stuck after this episode. Okay. Let me just say that. If you listen to this episode and you do not feel like you know how to get unstuck, like we've got a problem. So here we go. The first thing I want to talk about is just recognize that I did some research a couple weeks ago and I was blown away that 86% of beauty professionals are making less than $5,000 a month in their beauty business. What is going on? Like, we have to change this. We have to change this. The beauty industry and the bridal industry is a $1 billion industry. So why is it that so many of us are stuck not making over consistent $5,000 a month? Consistent. Okay. Every time I talk about income, I'm talking about consistent income because we have weddings that we service weddings between May and November for the majority of us does not mean that we don't bring in income December, January, February, March. I used to think that. I used to think that I could only bring in income during busy season. And if there's only one thing I want you to take away from this episode today, it is that you can make a ton of money, especially January, February, and March, because it's booking season. All the brides just got engaged. And if you're missing out on that opportunity, you're leaving so much money on the table. But let's go back to basics because the first step is getting unstuck and getting you to feel like you believe in yourself, getting you to feel like you can actually take action and move and not be so scared of taking yourself and your business to the next level because there's nothing to be scared about. Okay. So let's dive into that. I was astonished that so many people were making under $5,000 a month. And this is where my movement comes in. This is where the Millionaire Babe movement comes in. This is the movement. No more are we settling for under $5,000 a month in our business. No more are we settling for this. No more are we settling for inconsistent income. We work in a $1 billion industry. You mean to tell me you can't believe in yourself to take yourself and your business to the next level? And so today is the day that everything changes. Okay? So the first step of getting unstuck is getting clear. getting clarity on what's happening. All right. And the reason why this is so incredibly important is because so many people don't recognize, and this was me, I was guilty of this. I was living so hard in the hustle and burnout that there was no way I was going to see any clarity or any light at the end of the tunnel. It took me hitting a rock bottom at 34 years old to realize I had to start taking responsibility of my finances and my future. There was no man that was going to save me. There was no, my husband's listening. He's like, what? I had to start taking responsibility for myself. There was no, and there's no one that's going to save you, but you, and you deciding and believing in yourself that you're worthy of more. But in order to gain clarity, in order to feel that fire in yourself, you've got to slow down. And this is where so many people miss the beat on this. You have to slow down in order to speed up. And so one of the things that I recommend to a lot of my mastermind clients and actually anyone in my community that is really struggling with living in the hustle and burnout and is having a hard time gaining clarity is you have to carve a day out for yourself to sit with the feelings of where you're at in your business and where you're going and where are you taking this life. 2021 was great. 2022 was great. 2023 showing a lot of colors for a lot of people. People are realizing, okay, what's happening to their business? Do I have a dying business? No, you don't have a dying business. You just haven't created a marketing plan for your business yet. And so, but in order to gain this clarity and feel this burning desire to want to take your business to the next level, you have to slow down and sit and look at your life. So take a day, go to the spa, go take a walk, go check into a hotel, like by yourself, like get time alone and really sit with what you've built so far, where your life is going and what you want your life to look like. Journal it out. Because this is the first step to getting unstuck. You've got to gain the clarity. The second thing that you can do on your sabbatical or day off or couple days off, weekend getaway, whatever you want to do, is do your numbers. Okay. The reality does not lie. Reality does not lie. And I know you might be saying, oh God, my numbers. Stop avoiding your numbers. Because the numbers, doing your numbers and doing the math and really see how much you're bringing in is the fastest way to light a fire under you, whether that number is positive or whether that number is negative. One of my mastermind ladies realized after doing her numbers that she was bringing in six figures. It was maybe somewhat inconsistent, which, you know, that's why she was in my mastermind, to create consistency. However, she was bringing in six figures. Guess what that did? That lit a fire under her. She's like, oh my God, I'm already a six-figure earner. I had no idea. Bringing in six figures in your business is not hard at all. Okay, I'm telling you, it's not hard. So stop thinking it's hard. But your numbers will create the reality. And if that number is negative, if you're like, oh God, like I'm only bringing in 40K a year, I'm only bringing in 30K a year, again, don't make any bad meaning out of it. Look at it as an opportunity. Be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I've created 30 or 40K in my business. That's great. I thought I was making more, but this is an opportunity, right? You're able to see that you can take your business to the next level. You have opportunities. Don't let your brain go negative with the number. Your brain will want to go negative with the number. So you want to look at it again, life is happening for you, not to you. The third thing that I want to share is normalize where you're at. So I think it's really easy for people to get in comparison syndrome and they look at Rachel and they look at Jessica and they look at Sarah's company and they look at Lisa's company and they're like, oh my God, like she's so much better than me. Like, why would anybody want to book me? Negative self-talk's got to go. Plain and simple. So understand that Jessica, Sarah, Lisa, Rachel, they all had a chapter one, two. They all started where you are. I started where you are. You know? So everyone has a chapter one. So let's normalize that. The fourth thing, decide that you are going to stop playing small. And I see there is a pattern with a lot of people that their parents maybe wanted them to be doctors, teachers, lawyers. And they are still living with the paradigm that their parents didn't take them and their business seriously. Therefore, they are living the belief that they are not taking their business seriously. And so they are continuing to play small because they're living with the paradigm that their parents were looking at their decision to go into the beauty industry or the bridal industry as something smaller than what their parents would have approved of. And I see this pattern happening a lot in our industry, right? I was guilty of that too. My parents wanted me to be a nurse, a teacher. So it wasn't, right? It wasn't good enough. Like I took on that belief. It wasn't good enough. So for the longest time, my bridal business was a side hustle. My makeup artistry was a side hustle. I didn't take it seriously. My parents didn't see it as taking it seriously. So recognize that limiting belief and start looking at your business as a big freaking deal, because it is a big freaking deal. We're in a $1 billion industry. $1 billion. Hello. Like there's so many people in our industry making a ton of money. And I know you know this. I know you know this deep down, but it's time for you to start playing a bigger game, and it's time for you to start taking action because nobody else is going to do it for you. Okay. And the last thing that I want to share is objections. This is always a big objection. Great, Brianna, I want to do all these things, but I don't have the money to do that right now. I don't have the money to invest in a mentor. I don't have the money to do X, Y, and Z or get in a course or get in a program. You know what? I wish somebody would have told me this so much sooner. You can make 1,000 excuses, or you can make 100,000 excuses, or you can make $100,000. I got a second job. I had a second part-time job while I was building my bridal business, while I was living in my girlfriend's basement. Like I got a second job just so that I can pay for my $4,000 website that had to be built out. So I could pay for coaching, so I could pay for the startup things that I needed in my business. Yeah, I put stuff on credit cards. What business owner doesn't do that? Can we just normalize that and ditch the whole Dave Ramsey belief for a hot second that's causing us to stay stuck? I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't know what business owner like didn't go into debt. You're a business owner. You're not working a 9-to-5. There's a totally different mentality that really needs to be adopted around debt. Now, I don't mean, and there's a whole podcast episode on this if you scroll back, but I don't mean like, you know, having $10,000 sitting on your credit card for years and years and years at a time. But you have to start somewhere. And if you don't want to put it on a credit card, then get a part-time job. Work one day a week doing something. And this is what I mean by people are going to do what it takes to move mountains. And if you're not doing it, your potential bride is going to go find somebody that is, right? You mean to tell me you can't believe in yourself that you're capable of achieving booking 6 clients, 7 clients a month? And so these are the steps that really I wished somebody would have told me when I was first starting out in my business. And I hope this is lighting a fire under you, because this is what it's supposed to be doing. And I wished I only had a mentor, a coach, or somebody to really light a fire under me. So I didn't have to come and hit, you know, rock bottom. Because you're capable of achieving it. It's so much easier than you think when you have a blueprint. And so we have to understand that we're thinking small. We have to think bigger. You know, while you're worried about pricing, getting ghosted, and, you know, getting, you know, upset that you got left on red, guess what? She's creating a marketing plan that brings in consistent inquiries, like on the daily. While you're worried about Jessica not paying you gratuity, she's built it into her contract. While you're worried about making money December through March, she's planning for a 20K month in January. While you're worried about building consistent income, she's asking for 50% non-refundable retainers. While you're worried about, you know, finding clients to pay your rates, she's attracting them through optimizing her website and her Instagram pages. Consistent 10, 20K, and 30K months are built on solid foundations you implement in your business. Boom, there. I just said it. So getting unstuck, follow these steps. Recognize you're worried about the small stuff. We've got to think bigger. We've got to be bigger. We've got to do bigger. Start focusing on the amazing people that you're going to serve. Start focusing on your long-term plan of putting in the work now to build sustainability so that you can have more time, more peace, more freedom. Build passive income streams. I see so many online educators, literally they're like, okay, I'm not making consistent 10K months my business, so I'm going to go be an online educator. And then they wonder why their online course or class or masterclass isn't selling. Guess what? Bouncing around from service to service is not going to create consistent income. That always creates more headaches, more stress, more burnout, more overwhelm. You have to learn the basic business foundations. And this is what I teach you inside your booked out bridal business. And not only am I going to teach you how to create, you know, scale to your first 10K months in 90 days, I'm going to show you how to actually not sell. We don't sell. I'm going to teach you how to serve your clients. And I'm going to teach you how to show up for your clients and attract people that are actually willing to pay your worth. So your booked out bridal business is officially on sale. I am so excited for this round. This round is going to be so incredibly powerful. Every round is powerful. And I could rattle off so many of the success stories that happened in our June round. Summer had her first $8,500 month within her first 30 days of implementing the program. This is the magic. So if you were on the fence, you don't want to miss it this round. This round is the critical round, because what you do between now and the next 2 months is going to position you for January booking season, where it's very easy to have consistent 10 and 20K months, because all the brides just got engaged. You want to be visible. You want to be seen. And so this time of year is the most important time of the year if you want to start off 2024 right and start bringing in the consistent 10K months and change the trajectory of your business. this is like the best time to get in to YBOBB because number one, you're going to have the time in the next couple months to do the work and you're going to be positioned by January 15th. That is when people have recovered from the holidays. You're going to start seeing those inquiries and bookings coming in. It's so magical. It's my favorite time of year. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will put the link to your book.bridalbusiness in the show notes. It is going to be $1,000 off. $1,000 off. There's some really great bonuses this round, and we are actually implementing a new automation module, how to automate your business through having a CRM. We're actually adding that module literally in the weeks to come. I'm super, super excited about this. Who loves a business on automation? And there are so many incredible bonuses. It will be on sale until Wednesday at midnight. Of course, as always, DM me at @themillionairebabe_ if you have questions. I cannot wait to see so many of the amazing women claim 10K months are theirs. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @themillionairebabe_ and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.